him. Yes, okay, I'm killing.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Another Monday in my life, and sun is going down. It's dark in LA, but I think we like it this way. Seems like, you know, it's more homey when it's outside, little dark, and it's warm, and it's not winterishly in LA, if this is an English word, winterishly. I like that. Okay, Ilona Europa, every Monday, the same chair. It's my chair. Don't let anybody to sit here. But the guest that I have every Monday, this is something that I'm crazy about. And like I said, sometimes guests are more worldly, more traveling all around the world, if this is another description, what I'm saying, worldly. And today is one of those, I think, shows that will be really exciting to hear their life story. I got one long and happy life story, very sad life story, then heartbreaking life story, then build-up life story. That's my life story. And I'm on the way, you see, even my phone says boom, that's true. But I love, and I think that's why people listening to Accent On, I love life stories. My guest always bringing something very special to the studio. There are people who just build themselves up, or they are coming from another countries. They are trying to prove themselves in America, which everybody is dreaming about something. And I think this is a country when dream can come true. Not easy, but will, if we have persistence. I don't know if they will agree with me. Then maybe I will talk to my guest on the right, and this is a gentleman that I just met, but somehow, somewhere, I believe I know you for so long, and in funky way, everything starts on Facebook, and then I found out that you are in Japan, but you really are Polish, gentleman. Okay, what is your name?
Hello, my name is Saro Kozik.
Okay, again.
Kozik.
Stronger, because people need to know your name.
Okay. My name is... In Polish, Cyril Kozik. In Americanized, Saro Kozik.
Come on, the both ways is very hard to understand, but not because it's your problem. Because the name, the first name that you have is beautiful, is very, very, very unusual. And how you spell your name?
C-Y-R-Y-L, Cyro, or Cyril.
This is beautiful, unusual. I never heard this name before.
Was the history in a name? in Bulgaria... About 600 years ago, or maybe 2000, it was Cyril and Methodi, two brothers, and they create Cyrillic alphabet, which is used in Russia and in Bulgaria.
Oh my gosh, we have connections right now. We just found connection with my another guest. Hi, beautiful, gorgeous girl.
Hello.
Listen to her voice. What is your name?
My name is Amalia Posko.
Amalia, when you hear Russia, Bulgaria, when you hear Zimbabwe, which we didn't mention this world and this country as of yet, you know, is your heart beating faster when somebody says Russia?
It does, because it connects me to my heritage that I have, like, you know, all the mixture of my Russian, Italian, German heritage, and then growing up in Zimbabwe. So when I hear someone says that they have a little bit of that in them, it makes me kind of excited, because I feel like you know, we're all connected in a way. And, you know, if you come from a specific country, there's some sort of bloodline that, you know, brings you together. Little elements of, like, other food or, like, culture that you're like, oh, my God, I know what that is. And so, yeah.
I cannot wait to ask you about your family because I know you have wonderful, very family who loves you, and they're far, far away. And we were talking how homesick you are right now. And I was trying to tell you, shake it off, girl. You are mm-hmm. here to dream. And people who are in Zimbabwe, they really dream for you, with you, and they want you to succeed, and they don't want you to feel sad about that. Okay, mm-hmm. we'll come back to it, and we'll be talking to our beautiful actor, a singer, and soon, hopefully, producer.
Yes.
And we'll be talking a little bit more, of course. Your name is very original, but like I said, we met on a Facebook because you posted, or I just saw a great video that you produced visuals to. And I don't even know how to start to describe who is my guest today. Cyril. You, who are you?
Because who is the Cyril?
Who are you?
Stranger.
I know. You know, when I read your involvement in a lot of movies that a lot of people in the world know names, and we'll be listing them soon, to have a right to work with directors of movies like that and making their vision, which is, you are the expert of visuals, CNS, for in these movies. This is like giving somebody, like me, and saying, you know, I don't look good today. I want to be so attractive. I want to be hot. I want to be dangerous. I want to be mean. I want to suddenly make me kaboom, big and unusual, and just make my vision happen in a moment. What you will do with a person like me? But you are talking action. We are talking visuals, affect. But let's start from the beginning. You're original from Poland, yes?
I was born actually in Bulgaria, in Sofia. In Sofia, and then...
In Sofia? How okay, how many years you lived there?
I lived there for 9 years.
9 years, okay. Then you grab little language, of course, a little.
A fluent Bulgarian, and then I moved to Poland, to Krakow. To
why? Gorgeous. How? What's happened? Parents, what's happened?
My father is Polish, and my
mother is Bulgarian. Hi, Daddy.
Hello.
Cześć, Daddy. Cześć, Tatuś.
Tatuś. Tatuś.
Daddy is Polish, yes? What Daddy is doing?
He's actually a doctor.
Oh, my gosh, we have connection because Amelia, two parents are doctors also. We'll be talking about this. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a surgeon, yes.
And my grandpa, too, is a doctor, and then I'm supposed to be a doctor, but, you know, I'm so afraid of blood, so...
Yeah, but you are a doctor, really, you know, because I think you can make us or break us when we are in the movies, and we can...
It's manipulation, yeah.
It's just really everything happens in the brain in a way, and how we perceive the world, how we perceive what is in a movie, you create the vision, and ouch, that could really break the movie or make the movie too. Okay, then Daddy was Polish. He is he's still in Poland, in Krakow?
In Krakow, yes.
One of the most beautiful places
beautiful
in the whole wild world. What about Mama?
Mama is Bulgarian.
Oh.
And she had a gallery, you know, for 30 years in Krakow, you know, antiques, very old. You know, so I think I was exposed at a very young age, you know, into kind of art.
Yes.
You know, I was breaking a lot of expensive antiques, but, you know.
That's amazing. Yeah, amazing. Because I know now, I just love antiques. In Poland, you are surrounded by old furniture, old history. Our grandparents, they just have furniture. They are old, but we call this beautiful things. I don't know, in America, to find a contemporary house filled with even one piece of antique furniture is very hard.
Extremely
to do.
Hard. Mm-hmm.
Extremely hard. And then, like, I'm crazy because I love to go to Ventura with my daughter, and here around we always are. That's our Sundays. We are walking and looking to antique stores. Sometimes we are buying little tchotchkes and here and there. But what is history here is obviously not comparable to what is history in Europe. Then the magician in you, the magical point of
remarkable
view.
In
remarkable in Russian. That's all much older, deeper
roots.
Mm-hmm. Roots mm-hmm. are very just deep. So, so important. Then, okay, 9 years old boy came to Krakow. You started learning Polish, or you knew a little bit Polish when you came?
I started to learn Polish slowly, and then you know I start to be adaptation process, right? But you know, everyone is always asking like, do you like more Bulgaria or Poland? So whatever country I was saying, it's here now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And then again, we'll come back to Amalia, because we're talking about this. She says, I need to try New York, which we'll be talking about your future hopes, what you want to achieve there. But we know also that people who are in LA, they think that's the bestest place mm-hmm. that you can be when it comes to acting. Also New York. Also, I think for artists, like you say, a place that we are, we're supposed to, for the moment when we are captured in a place, we need to feel like we are really in home and take it all in.
Take
the
it
best.
In.
Yeah, because if not, you'll be strangers always. Because we travel, we do stuff. We are never really in one place for long, and then can drive you crazy. Where is your place? Where is your home? Where is your home, Cyril?
My home, I have a few homes. I have in Las Vegas, in Carmel by the Sea.
I really didn't mean to ask this way. I was thinking bigger picture, but I like to know. Now we know he has houses here and there, homes here and there. Okay, that's great. Oh, he's successful mm-hmm. because having one home here is already good, but that's beautiful. Then Vegas, ouch.
It's extremely dry. A lot of scorpions.
I hate it. No.
It's extremely dry, and I think you're aging, in very short time, so... It's kind of scary, if you want to keep your,
skin nice and go to Krakow.
As an actress especially, yeah.
Okay. Then, but a home as a deep word, where do you feel you would like to get old?
And not hopefully die. But I think probably, somewhere on French Riviera is kind of ideal dream.
Which means Europe.
Europe. Red wine, cheese.
Then why you think that the bestest years of your life, you are very young, but you are in prime, and career, I'm sure, will be going up with your knowledge and already history, that always opportunities are popping up, and they will, but you are in Hollywood. Do you think that this is one place that you think you can really create your dream, or you could go to New York and do the same? What do you think?
I think Hollywood, if I go back, the last, 20 years, I think Hollywood... It really teaches so much about I think about life experience and then just trusting people and I think everyone becomes very strong in Hollywood, so it's kind of like how to say it after some time you're becoming extremely, maybe I would say immune.
Very good. And it's so beautiful because I talked to Amalia about that. I said, because I think New York is a little different. It's maybe tougher, harder and stronger. Here people are used to success and failing and going up and down. Just you can feel like you have a right to make your journey and not be completely crazy if things don't happen right away. It's this one of town that forgives you a lot and loves to put you down and loves you, bring you up, and friends just and I think making a lot of friendships,
extremely
helps
important.
In this business extremely. We'll come back to Cyril in 1 second. Hi, my beautiful girl. She's homesick. How we can help her to forget?
I'll be okay.
You'll be okay. Cyril, when you were in 20 years ago, yes, you came to L.A.?
99, before the end of the world, as some say.
You were homesick too? Did you want to go back to Poland and do something, or that was your choice?
I can go, I can go, tomorrow to, Zimbabwe, with...
Yay.
Did you ever be in there? Did you ever be in there?
I would love to go there. I think they do have other a great white sharks, I think, in the ocean.
Yes.
It's like you go in a cage, and that's like ultimate fear.
That's actually in Cape Town.
In Cape Town.
Yeah,
right.
They do that. My parents, because they have like a place in Cape Town, and they go there like just to get away, when they need a little break, because it's not that far. And my brother and my nephew actually did that. They did the great white. They went inside a cage, and they did that. And they were calling me, and they were like, oh my God. And I was like, yep, I'm not going to do it. Thank you, but no.
Okay, I need to know what did they do. you know, because you talk like I know what you are talking about. I don't. You can cough. This is live show. You have right to drink water the wrong way. Cyril, yeah. Axenon kills. Okay, Amalia, please tell us, describe us a little bit your life. You were born in Russia.
Yes, so I was born in Russia. My parents relocated to Zimbabwe when I was like, I think, 4 or 5. And I basically grew up, so my childhood was Zimbabwe. That's like when you asked what's home, home is Zimbabwe, you know.
When you close your eyes, because you are a romantic girl, it's a little bit different than Cyril, because I think he is a man who probably always wanted what he wanted and went after that lovely. With girls, it's a little different because we are women. We have, you know, career, but then you want family. Then you want family. Then you think I'm wasting my life. Then you want more, but now you are 23, which she's the youngest, most beautiful things ever. But she also start feeling like, oh, I supposed to already become something at age of 23, because this crazy world sometimes makes you feel like in 23 you're supposed to be successful. I still believe you are like in the beginning of heaven, you know, just play in the clouds and try to capture the one and find a star and become what Amalia will be. But being in Zimbabwe, how old you were when you start thinking, oh, I'm an artist?
Well, my story is quite interesting because both my parents are doctors, and so basically what happened is I finished my last year of high school in London because I wanted to do drama and English literature.
Okay. No, you don't wake up one day in Zimbabwe and they say, I want to like finish high school in England. Who sent you there?
Well, it was very interesting. I had this this teacher for, she was actually my English literature teacher, and her name was Mrs. Eddington, and she inspired me because when I was about 16, I came to her for English literature, and we were doing we were going to be writing exams, and we were working on Streetcar Named Desire. And she gave me the movie, the one with Marlon Brando and Vivian Leigh. She gave it to me and she's like, go watch this, you know, it's going to help you. So she gives me this movie, and this was when we had the VCR, so the video. So I put it in, and there's the 16-year-old. This was before I wanted to do acting. I wanted to be a vet for a while, actually. And so I put in the movie, and I was like blown away. It took me to, and I know it's kind of cliche to say, because some people always say, like, you know, it inspired. But for me, Streetcar Named Desire is more than just a movie, you know. It kind of changed my life in terms of what I wanted to do. And after seeing that movie, I was like, oh my God, like, what are they doing? Like, what is this thing that I'm being? I mean, I fell in love with Brando. Like, you know, I was like, he's, you know, the way he seduces you, and the way Vivian Leigh kind of like makes this innocence about her, you know, when she played Blanche. So it was, that's a huge influence of why I'm here right now. And then what happened was I spoke to my teacher, and she used to attend Lambda back in London, and she was like, why don't you just, in terms of drama, since we don't have that much big of a drama thing in Zimbabwe, she was like, well, why don't you try out London? And it was, again, like when I told my parents, they were like, oh my, like it's such a big hit at first when you say something like that, because it's, you know, it comes out of nowhere. But I think what I'm very grateful, you know, is that I have parents who support and believe in me, you know, and that sometimes when I kind of fall down and when I feel, you know, like I'm homesick, that kind of pushes me up, because I know that no matter what, you know, even if I fail, I know that at least I tried.
Oh, that's the most important thing in this creative world. Yeah. If you don't try, you are failing every second of your life.
Exactly.
And now you are in England, yes?
Yes, I was in London.
For how long?
I was there for almost 2 years. It was like about a year and a half. And then after I finished that, I was in Cape Town for a bit. For like a few months, I was at the Waterfront Theatre School, where they do like dance, drama, musical theater. That was fun. But I think that kind of like inspired me to go to America. And I remember I went to New York, and I got to New York, and I knew I wanted to be in New York. And I remember I went there, I got a ticket there. I wanted to go to different schools, like acting conservatories. And I remember I get there, and I was like, I think I was about like, 18, 19. And I get there, and I'm like, I went to all these, I was there for a week. And I went to all these different schools, and I told myself, I'm like, I'm going to apply to all of them. So go in, audition, do my thing. And the first school that sends me an email saying they want me, that's the school I'm supposed to be at.
You see, that's the most beautiful thing. Yeah. I love when the world just gives you this little direction and pops up on your, you know, shoulder or on your lap and say, you know what? You want it, you got it, and now what you will do with it. Then now you are in New York, and for how long?
I was there for about 3 years. I was Stella Adler, so from 18 years old. So I was at Stella Adler. I did the conservatory program there, the two-year program. And then I was with Terry Schreiber for a year because I wanted to do Chekhov. That's my Russian coming out right there. I was like, I just want to do Chekhov. I want to be Nina. I just want to be
you
Nina.
You stop reading because then, I don't know, what you'll be reading next. Maybe the horror movie story.
I know, who knows what will happen,
you know? I'm looking always for connection. It's so cute. But it seems like books or writers or just situation, you are very romantic because you put yourself right there inside of the novel or, you know, just storyline and you think, I want to be one of them, okay?
Yeah.
Then, okay, now we still have you in New York. Stay there for a second.
Okay.
Mr. Searle, then when you left Poland, you were a pretty young guy, and you said to mommy and daddy, bye.
Bye, I'm going to Germany.
You go, okay, Germany. Mm. You knew that you'd be pursuing filmmaking? Or you were not even...
Actually, you know, I played all my life with, you know, just with famous, in Poland especially, you know, Lego puzzles. And I used to build, like, you know, huge, you know, movie studios and sets and actors. And, you know, I just control. So I think it's obsession all my life.
Wow.
And then, you know, I watched Indiana Jones, like, over and over and over, Steven Spielberg's films, James Cameron, and it's just... And
that's
so
what...
It's totally obsession.
Okay, but that's adventure... But you set a Lego, which is very technical. Mm. It's squares and this, and you build visual. Because how can Lego, when I see Lego, I see squares. You see buildings, you see studio, you see people inside. You create your own vision. Crazy. And then you have these adventures, movies that you loved it so much. Now Germany. What you were doing in Germany?
I went to Bonn. To this gorgeous, you know, surrounded by the mountains. I was working on restoring artificial antiques.
Interesting, which means...
Boring to me at the
no.
time.
Okay, no, no. I think when you have, again, what a beautiful vision. Although now they say you better don't touch antiques, don't restore them. That's right, when you get a lot of money for them. If you touch them or make them pretty,
no more.
But the light one, yes. But that's what Mama... touch you?
I believe she, you know, she tried to, you know, I think she really tried to, you know, to want me to become an artist. But you know, I realized, you know, especially in Poland, I didn't want to be, you know, artist alcoholic. I mean, there's a specific type of artist, you know, in Poland.
Yeah, depressed.
It's very,
very
depressed.
Dark. We could go very deep into darkness. And don't do this. You are Russian. You are very close to us. But do you think that you have mood swings?
A lot of them, yes.
Yes.
I think every artist, actors too, directors, you know, singers, I mean, all of us, you know.
Do you think that you work better when you are in dark space? Because we are coming back to soon talking about your future project, that your first big movie, that is horror movie, but also when we'll talk a little bit about links that you sent it to me and your past great stuff that you were working on. There are not only movies, there are a lot of videos and there are heavy metal videos, like just really weird stuff going on. But now we are in Germany, refinishing, making antiques to come back to life again. And what? That's how you make money? You are saving money to just dream to go to America? What was your goal?
I was spending a lot, you know, the time and, you know, I didn't save anything. You know, I got, you know, a nice, you know, a jacket or something. But, and then, you know, I went back to Poland and then shortly, you know, I went to Vienna, you know, for some short time. I almost worked at the hotel and, you know, thanks goodness it didn't happen.
Wow.
And then, you know, and then came, you know, straight to Los Angeles and, you know, just, you know, being overwhelmed by, you know, 8 lanes and, you know, so many
things. But not like you came because you knew people here?
No, I don't know.
again. I have so many wonderful guests who are coming here, and that's what they say, that just one day they had very little money, they had very little knowledge of what will be life here like. They had some hope from the movies or from the story or books how this would be, but obviously it's never like what we think. Okay, then you said L.A. L.A. is crazy, is weird. This is a very weird town for Europeans, I think. First, distance. First, not so much to hold on to when it comes to beautiful buildings. It's just all is like, if you put me in L.A. and ask me to turn in a circle and say, go left, right, I don't know where I am. Is everything the same to me? Of course, ocean, of course, you know, beautiful weather, amazing, and people. People, because everybody's from somewhere. Everybody dreams. That's what I love about L.A. What did you like about L.A.?
About L.A. What I like about L.A.? I call it a zoo sometimes.
Oh, the zoo, sweet.
In a good way, you know, in a good way. You know, there's just, you know, so many people from different... But about Los Angeles, I think if you're, adventurous and you're not afraid to change places and you're not, homesick and you don't get, bonded, I think it might be, a good place.
I love it. You speak what I talk to her. I'm like, you just make the best time of your life everywhere where you are. Mm-hmm. And I am this, people call me pusher. I'm not pusher. I'm pushing myself to just do something with what is the next day, what is the next moment that I'm in. And I just... I'm petrifying if nothing happens, and I really think I'm scared if nothing happens, and because it's so much that I could do, I think, and obviously sometimes I cannot, but still it's the most important when you are in any place to make the best of what life can offer for you. And you are in LA, but still flying from Vienna or Germany and deciding to be in LA and loving or not loving. Now you need to enter entertainment business, movie business. How did you do that?
Yeah, it's so funny. In Los Angeles, the biggest contracts, I mean, a lot of them are being actually signed in the restaurants. It's not really a big studio or anything. And I think word of mouth, so a lot of actors, there's so many places to go, so many secret spots.
Oh, you need to talk to my beautiful...
Mm-hmm. After the show. After the show.
You need to give her some direction. She's obviously, fresh in L.A. In a way, we'll talk because she's still in New York. We left her there.
Yeah.
In New York. But we need to find out how she comes back to Los Angeles, what her life was here, like for a few months or whatever. But for actor, yes, because you wanted to become an actor. Never?
Actually, my friends, they said, if I would get rid of my accent, which is really bad, then I could become, hopefully an actor. And then, some other people said, it's cute and, just keep it and be yourself. But, I never wanted, to be an actor. I always wanted to be behind the camera. And then, I always felt a strong bond with, anyone.
Where this came from? I know you loved it to watch movies, but still you needed half knowledge.
When I was 16 in Poland, I was interested to actually I was running away from high school and elementary school to quite a lot, and I was going to libraries and reading Freud books, and I don't know why I could be strange,
No, that's amazing.
And then I was very interested in psychology.
Your mama is a psychiatrist, yes?
Yes, correct.
Wow. Okay, but that's a deeper connection, because now you're talking what probably your new movie, and please, you start picking up the topic. We have still lots of to go. I'm trying to get build up, to what you do right now. But to working with being visionary for the big movies, then now you are in a genre that is petrifying me. Horror movies, something that I'm very, very afraid of. I cannot forget certain scenes. That's why I'm afraid of to watch watch horror movie. And I think a lot of people love, yes? You like Amalia.
I find them quite interesting.
Yeah, Natasha, my daughter, she just mostly is under the table and you cannot get her out. At all, and because could be so real and plays on psychology mostly, because thrillers are different than horror movies and are genres that can get you into so bloody part of life or just play on a psychological part of the movie. I like this type of thrillers or horror movie that really doesn't show.
That's what I'm doing, actually. Exactly that.
And that excites me a lot.
No blood.
You know, it's there because I really like Hitchcock. I'm not going there. But, you know, you can create so much petrifying moments.
Yeah. I mean, atmosphere, you know, atmosphere and the vibe.
Mm. And is this not really what sometimes life
it's
is
priceless.
About? It's priceless.
Mm.
You know, we are afraid of so many things, you know, in life. And we build them sometimes, all this crazy stuff in our heads, because nothing like that can happen. But we are afraid of everything sometimes. Why? Okay, then I have, because I cannot really remember everything what you, what I see, but you started really working heavily in 2006, okay? And then you have visual effects supervisor, you have green screen effect, visual effect producer, then in TV, I can start telling some names. And do you want to, okay, digital, oh my gosh, you know, visual effects, this is like maybe 80% of what I see from
80%,
your past.
80%, yes, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And a coordinator, obvious. And now 3DG comes.
I'm in charge now.
The magical 3D is popping up in 2011.
That's
or,
right. Mm.
You know, that's very interesting because now we are talking technology that
technology,
everybody's
course,
talking
3D.
About and, mm. and something that we expecting to be part of our experience in a movie theater. Then start 2006, you know, I see great stuff going on. You really had, you work in great movies. Could you give us a few titles?
A lot of stress too.
Would you like to read? Because you
many
will know, right?
Deadlines,
I don't want you
deadlines.
To, you can scroll up, but tell us titles of the movies that people can understand on how many movies you really work on.
Officially or
yeah, this is your IMDb page. You saw me, yes?
Oh, it is? Okay,
you click,
no.
I'm sorry. Oh, I just
here.
Gave it to you. Oh, yeah. He killed me. Okay, I will give you one more time because, okay, you do your way. Just give it to us. Give it to us. You know, it's just, you know what was very important
no, was,
in your life.
It,
just
you
know, go I think, through them. Phew, I'm not letting you go.
Case.
You just give it to us.
I get you sleepy. No. But,
no, no. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
You cannot, we are so proud of you. I know. Oh, okay. You're always looking for something bigger, better, and amazing, and that is yours.
It never
you
ends.
Create, it never ends, and that's beautiful.
Yeah,
but you are creator of visuals, effects, and visual, you know, dreams for so many producer, movie producer, and they chose you, not me.
Actually, what happened? I
names
I
of the movies. Go,
I
go,
to,
read.
I
love him.
I have to clarify. It.
Okay.
You know, everyone has a credits, you know,
yeah,
attached,
of course.
And you know, it could be anything, you know. But you know, what I really think is that huge change in, you know, when internet came,
yes.
E-commerce came, eBay, Facebook, you know, MySpace came. I think, you know, then we start to use a lot of computers. And
yeah.
I think, sadly, you know, the main people start to use a lot of CGI, you know, what they call CGI, which I'm not really a huge fan. I was working in CGI, but, you know, to me, a film, you know, like when you think like in 80s, it, you know, they were like so powerful, so amazing, you know, without any effects, based... On the acting.
But
you know.
you specialize in...
I specialize, but I'm not a huge fan of it,
okay, but doesn't matter. Paid your bills and made you buy home in Vegas and here and there. Then give us a few titles. Or if not, I'll be reading my funky accent. Okay. What you are proud of the most? Because we can send people to your page, of course.
It
you
was
know,
interesting.
What was the most interesting? What was the challenging? What was even that you didn't like because it was so, you know, computerized and stuff like that, but still was challenging for you, and you knew you brought you in the project.
What I think as you know, as visual effects, you know, supervisor, or if you have, you know, if you do any type of work and you're a supervisor or you know, a coordinator, I think, you know, it feels like, you know, a lot of deadlines, so it's not
yeah, you're overlooking. You're overlooking somebody else, you know, stuff, and you need to keep them in the time zone that somebody waits for you. That's like organization skills.
Right.
You know, of course. Then what movies are the coolest that you think that you work or gave you the most headache? Give us something.
A 300. It was a lot of fun. 300. Silent Hill was fun. Prometheus, you know, I was only 2 weeks, you know, around. Because actually, you know, when you look on the credits on every film, right?
Yeah.
Especially on the Blu-ray, and you can see clearly, you know, there's so many, you know,
people, yeah, involved.
Headquarters and people and companies. So it's not the one person. So you know, I'm one of 500.
Okay. $4.99, but they chose you.
Exactly.
We love that. Okay, now you have 2011, and this is the 3D idea, and you are tired of working maybe behind the... and now you want to create your own film. Where this came from?
you know, also I wanted to give a chance, to new actors, I spoke to many actors, and I really think it's unfair. Many productions, they choose, there's conspiracy and this, but I think, as a new film, as a new filmmaker, I'm able to, to help others, really, undiscovered, talents, I could get, someone famous, a star, but I prefer to work with, newcomers.
Okay.
Because I believe, if we have a right, a right energy, and bond on set, it's just like a family. I've been many times on set, there's a lot of anger, a lot of, competition, and, it wasn't, it's sort of, energy and bond, I think it's the most important.
It's very important. Very in life, important. Too, who you are surrounded by, they can make your life miserable or just wonderful, especially for creative people. We need to be surrounded by the same...
As a manager, we have for...
Yes. Mm. And you are right. Then you chose to look for the talents, look for opportunity.
Not even actors, to be honest.
Okay.
That's
great. That's another very unusual.
And they're very, unpredictable. I think because when you do acting a long time, it's your own style. But
somebody fresh. See, look at the reality shows. Nobody's an actor, and we attach sometimes to personalities of people so much, we start believing them as they were in actors, or as we want to know more and forever we want to know them. That's a very beautiful thing. I agree. You don't need to be sometimes very, very, very well trained, to be honest.
It becomes fake, I think, if you're too trained.
Overtrained. Yeah. I need to take a little breather, then we'll play maybe some song, maybe Anticipation for Love, because that's what we really want in life too, very, very much. And I'll be singing this one. I love this one. It's dramatic. But I want everybody who listen to our show and want to see us, just switch channel in 25 minutes to video channel on LA Talk Radio. We'll be having our Accent On TV, the best of Poland, Europe, and the rest of the world. And we'll be talking, we'll be repeating certain things because I want to record on a camera a life story of this wonderful guest of mine. And we'll be going deeper into maybe different corners of lives. Okay? But right now, Anticipation, and let's cry with me.
How deep
we were talking about working with people that we have the same feelings about stuff. I believe in that too. I always I'm happy. I have so many friends everywhere, and practically I love everybody. But sometimes in life, yes, you meet strangers, especially in the creative world, that you don't even know, and you start working with them not knowing them. But the part of their creativity is just perfectly agree with your heart. This song was produced by a gentleman that I never met in my life, personally. I awarded him award for another remix of my another song of mine, blindly, because there was contest, and then later I found out he was Polish. In America, that was all happened in Los Angeles. It was a Sony contest, but anyway, I had no idea. I chose few thousand people. I chose blindly 4 people, and I work with them till this day. And I had the pleasure to meet them. DJ Sonar, I never met. He was Polish. And he died, you know, a few years ago. Then a very young, amazing
talent.
And it just breaks my heart. I know he left son and wife very young. And I know they were not doing very, very well. That I always said, if God let me ever help a break or ever, you know, do something with the song, I for sure will find a wife and find the child and see if I can do something for them. I just loved his talent. He was amazing. And then, yeah, and his music just stuck to me. And then I found out he's Polish. And maybe
it's
something.
It's meant to be.
Something, sure. Yeah, maybe it's something about it. But yeah, sad story. I wish it has very much better ending. Anyway, but song is pretty for sure. Okay. You are in New York,
Amalia.
Yeah, I just
realized that I said I'm 23. I'm actually 24. My mind is still stuck at 23 at my other birthday.
Boy, so you are so old. 24 years old.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm not 23. I'm 24.
You know, in Los Angeles, you always are younger than...
I know. I'm 19, if anyone asks.
Yeah, you look 16. Okay, baby. Then you are in New York and now L.A. Okay, why L.A.?
What happened was, so I had a lot of my friends who graduate Stella Adler come to LA, and they were all like, come over, you'll check it out, you'll see it. And the thing with me is, because I've traveled so much, I'm okay with going to places, you know. It's hard because I have like my bond in every single place that I've been. But at the same time, I feel I'm at an age right now where I don't need to be comfortable. I need to go out of my comfort zone, because that's where I produce the best work. So what happened was I came here, you know. I went back home for like I had a summer break, which is winter back in Zimbabwe. And I came here. It was August. I remember I landed here the 1st of August 2014. And I did not like it. It was such a big difference, you know, because I love New York. I'm a New Yorker in terms of like...
Town.
I love winter. I love the cold. I love seasons. I love the big city life. I like the public transportation. You know, that's my.
He's lonely here. Sometimes very lonely.
Yeah,
wasn't.
Very
yeah.
lonely.
Yeah, yes. And I for me personally, there's some sort of magic in New York City that, you know, I'm sure like for you in terms of like right now I'm at a stage where I want to start directing stuff and, you know, doing a little short film, you know, and then having it as mine, because it's going to be like a little, you know, like something that I worked on and like write something. And if I wanted to filming is great in New York in terms of just
place,
the scenery, you know.
Absolutely.
You
drama. You
drama.
Don't need to create drama. It's drama there already.
That's like the Chekhov in me, you know. Yeah. That's the, you know, I like, and that's why like with horror movies, I like interesting horror movies, because nowadays we have horror movies with a lot of gore, and like I'm not, you know, it's nice. Some people like it. I like thrillers,
story,
you know.
Story, of course.
You know, and like you were saying, a lot of it has to do with you know, the setup, the song, the music has a lot influencing
the weather.
The weather, you know.
Darkness and
exactly,
visual effects.
Exactly, exactly.
Then you're leaving us to New York for 2 months. Hopefully you'll be back, because when I was working with you in Santa Monica's theater school, I found out that you are a really, really wonderful singer. And you were all shaking, all very uncomfortable,
very
singing, very nervous, but doesn't matter. People like to listen to you. And I'm hoping that in 2 months when you'll be back, you will be working on maybe first single for you. Because I don't believe that if you have something in your hands that could produce something beautiful, how can you not try to create something? But again, we have 15 minutes. Please, everybody, turn us to video channel on LA Talk Radio, because we'll be live. And then later, this show and our video on camera show also will be ready for downloads in a few hours later. Then
piracy.
Please watch us. Piracy. And it will be on a YouTube also forever. Then don't worry, people, our archives and LA Talk Radio forever. Just go to LA Talk, to Accent On TV and scroll down. You will see everything what you want to see.
Just
Cyril,
do it.
Cyril, 2012 right now, you have your idea that you will be working on your
working
own film.
It's almost six years or so.
I know, it's in the making. Long time.
It's a long time. And actually, if you look on our, you know, great directors, you know, it really takes time. It's like five, if you really mean it.
Not
to,
commercial, like commercial. Just really create.
Just really
long
do
process.
Like, art, and you know, and really capture, you know, a broader audience, you know. It's not like I'm making a film, you know, for some young, you know, kids or you know, older audience. I really want like everyone to be infected, like saying, oh, I'm afraid of that too. So you know, it's like, it's my own fear that I know that, you know, it can affect other people, and you know, it's very basic actually fear, and you know, I'm really excited because you know it has been never done, of course, like every director.
Things that nobody saw. No. Okay, but this is a great, great moment that in 3 minutes probably people better switch, because I want to know more about this movie. I don't know how much you can tell us, and maybe nothing.
Yeah, me too.
After the show, I can tell you a lot.
But nothing on the camera. I just don't want to lead people that will learn
censored.
More. We don't want... Okay, but anyway...
I'll talk more. Yeah.
We'll talk more, because I don't want to sell everything on this show, because we have... something following, you know, 1 more hour, 50 minutes on the camera. And I think will be very, very interesting to just set people maybe in the places that all of us would like to work. And you're talking, Amalia, about writing, why writing, you know. And I want everybody to see your face on Facebook, and your pictures are very retro, very also, you know.
Yeah, I'm very old school. I think...
I want to talk about this. We have 1 more minute. And I would love also talk to you, Cyril, about your private life, if you may, a little bit. I posted your beautiful picture with your beautiful wife. That's also important, because your life is very unusual. You are, she's there, you are here, but people, you need to switch the channels from channel 1, which that's every Monday from 6 till 7, Accent On, with host Ilona Europa for most of 3 years. I didn't miss any show, I think. Even when I was in Europe, we still were doing our shows here. But when it comes to Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and rest of the world on camera, this is a new show, and we are very excited to show faces of my guests and just continue the conversation. For right now, maybe we'll finish a little bit with voice of my beautiful daughter Natasha Mira, the way you are, the way you love me, the way I am. Okay. 1 minute. This is a duo, but probably will not let Gentleman Kid Genius sing. Oh, that's so sad.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that rests in my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's no. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
to your heart that I couldn't say. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, you, then you left me, you. It all the way. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's nothing left to say, but tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't find my gear, was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes.
Believe me,
you're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.